Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Wonder Woman podcast, second season, where we talk wife life, mouth life, and wealth life. It's your host, Jay Frazier, and I am proud to say that I am a Wonder Woman. Honey, I have accomplished things in my life by the grace of God, and it causes the onlookers to wonder, how did that happen? How did that get done? How did she do that? Honey, I'm connected to the one who owns all things. So I'm excited about today's podcast. You know that we start off every podcast with a quote. So our quote for today, ladies, is coming from an author named James Allen. And he states, and I quote, "A man can only rise, conquer, and achieve by lifting up his thoughts." That is a powerful quote. It is profound, and there is so much just in that small statement that James Allen has said. So we're going to get started today. I'm super duper excited about the mouth series that we are in. And, you know, we are going to get ready to power up. We're going to power up with some empowerment and knowledge. This mouth management series has been revolutionizing. We are stepping into new paradigms when it comes to words and controlling our mouths. This mental upgrade is going to yield destiny altering results for the good. I know it. I have lived this thing out. It is difficult, but it is attainable. And I believe the information in this series is going to take us to new realms of possibility, luxury, reality, and optimal success. How? You may be asking, okay, Jay, how is all this going to happen for managing our mouths? Okay, with mouth management, that's how. I told y'all in the last series, in the last episode, that mouth management is the new flex, honey. You got to catch on to that. Grab hold to it and don't let it go. I know you all are ready to dive into what we will be discussing in this segment, so let's get to it. Before we ever open our mouths to utter a word, it was a thought first. Hence, thought management is the precursor to mouth management. This means in order to guard our mouths, we must first guard our thoughts, right? The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." That is a familiar scripture. Most of us that are believers know it. If you are not a believer, grab a hold to the good book, turn to Proverbs 23:7 and read it, study it. It's going to bless you. Now, did you know that humans have around 20,000 thoughts per day, and most of them are fearful and negative? Our thought processes and patterns are directly correlated to what we see and what we hear, which indicates to me, ladies, that we must be purposeful in patrolling our eye and ear gates. We have to guard what we see and what we hear. There are so many things that we see and hear daily, but the key to thought management is to think about what you think about. I know you're saying, like, what? What are you saying, Jay? How do you think about what you think about? Okay, here's an example. Let's say you're thinking about, I can't overcome this alcohol addiction. When you're thinking about that thought, you need to catch yourself in the middle of that thought and think on something more positive, like, you know, I am an overcomer. I can defeat this craving. I can champion this addiction. You have to catch yourself in the middle of a thought and counteract that thought with a more positive thought. That's how you think about what you're thinking about. Okay, another example. Let's say you're thinking about, oh my goodness, how am I going to pay this bill? How am I going to catch this car note up? I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. What am I going to do? Oh my God, they're going to turn the power off. You stop yourself in the middle of those thoughts, and then you think something like, you know, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Or, I am fully capable and able to think my way into a resolve. Or, God will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. You stop in the middle of that thought and think of another thought that will counteract that thought. And the only thing that's going to counteract a negative thought is a positive thought. This is how you think about what you're thinking about. Now, when you think about your thinking, you take your freedom back. And many of us are slaves to our thoughts. You know, we speak from our thoughts. We behave from our thoughts. We make decisions from our thoughts, which ultimately steer our lives. But when we make a choice to guard our thoughts by becoming more aware and conscious of our thinking and make the decision to think on things that will benefit our life, we free ourselves from mental bondage. When your mind is liberated into positivity, your mouth will follow, right? This is a segment about thought management, because thought management is the precursor to mouth management. Therefore, we have to learn to think about what we think about and to control what we think about and to alter what we think about catching ourselves in the middle of our thinking. I know it's a lot of thinking going on, but honey, you can think yourself into a new destiny. You can think yourself into a promotion. You can think yourself into higher realms of prosperity and productivity, all from the origin of thought. Now, there is something so powerful in the realm of imagination and visualization, which is also an element of thought. Research suggests that when top athletes visualize successful pregame routines, they actually perform better during the competition. That is wild. The visualization has almost preconditioned their nervous system for game time. And this is because the amygdala, I want to make sure I say it right, ladies. The amygdala, responsible for our fight or flight response, is unable to tell the difference between an imagined and real event. This is astonishing to me, Wonder Women, because this means that when we think and imagine or visualize, our mouth and bodies respond, hence the origin of habits, behaviors, cycles, tendencies, and the like. Let me ask you a question. What are you thinking? What does your thought life look like? How does your thinking make you feel? These are questions to ask yourself. Because you got to get your thoughts together. We always say, I got to get my mind together. I got to get myself together. But you know what? We have to get our thoughts together. Mastery of our thoughts will change our lives. It is so important. It is so vital. It is so pivotal that we guard our thoughts, that we take the time to do things and exercises that will help us eliminate and eradicate stinking thinking. You can do things like meditate, ruminate, imagine, visualize. All those things will aid in more positive thinking, which will aid in more positive speaking. Listen, the Bible says that whatsoever man thinketh, so is he, which means our thoughts determine the reality of our lives, because what we think is what we speak. But if we alter how we think, we will alter how we speak. Thus, it will alter our reality. Why and how? Because then we will begin to behave differently. Then we will begin to take different actions. Then we will begin to maneuver differently. And if we maneuver and if we act and if we behave differently, our habits will change, our behavior will change, thus our destiny, our lives, our reality will change as a result of our thoughts. Ladies, you got to get your thoughts together. You got to think about what you think about. And you have to do it on a daily basis. You have to make this an exercise. You have to make this a goal. We talk about, you know, relationship goals and money goals and friendship goals. Honey, have a thought goal. We need thought goals in our lives so that we can eradicate stinking thinking and negative thinking and self-sabotaging thinking, and we can move into a space and into a place of constant positive thinking and level up type of thinking and rejuvenating and revolutionary and revitalizing thinking. Now, I want you to repeat this after me. You know, at the end of our power up sessions on this podcast, we do a declaration because I believe that we can decree a thing and that it will be established. You know my saying, ladies, I decree what I see and it manifests for me. Repeat this. I am a thought leader. Therefore, my thoughts are calculated and governed by the truth of the word of God. I am no longer a slave to stinking thinking, but I am mentally liberated from mental limitations and barriers. I decree that I think higher, greater, bigger, and grander than I ever have thought before from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies, that is our episode for today. Share this with about 5 women or men who need to elevate their thinking, who need to eradicate stinking thinking. Share this with them. Subscribe. Leave us a comment and let me know how this podcast is impacting you and how it is blessing you. Until next time, it is your host, Jay Frazier, the Wonder Woman. See you next time.